내가 던제 댄상 괜히 기도 당가 내가 던제 댄상 괜히 기도 당가 마누르 님벌랜도 섬제 라마테노 so papanga the jinbo the great enlightened being tibetan the great enlightened being the author of the liberation poem in your hand so mentioned in the calling the guru from far it's composed by him the very effective teaching which contains sutra and tantra about you see 내가 던제 댄상 Nyaka is a, this human body, which is extremely difficult to find again. Nyaka. Because to create a cause is not easy. It's simply difficult. I live in the morality, and that's the main one. That is the practice of charity, make prayer, dedicate the merits to which, perfectly. This human body which is qualified to aid, aid in precious qualities, okay? But this Tenche Tensang, so, which is great, this perfect human body which is extremely difficult to find again, you see. If it's found, it has great meaning. Nyaga Tenche Tensang. If it's found, it has great meaning. So, Tunjie Tensang, so that is good, you know, the human body, you see. It's a good human body. Okay? So, that you can trigger the meanings, which is great meaning, means. With this body, you can achieve three great meanings, you know. Three great meanings. You can achieve any happiness of future life. To be born in pure land, you see, to be born in pure land, and if you wish to achieve the human body, which has seven qualities, you can achieve that, and and then which seven qualities which are allowed to practice Dharma, okay? higher caste. Not all the countries they are caste, but like India, Nepal, in this world, certain countries they have a cultural sort of caste, lower caste, high caste, all that. but that is according to that culture, according to the countries. So if you're high caste, then people respect, then you can benefit many people. So people listen to you, then you can benefit many people. Say how to say that spread Dharma, and then. Then you see, they create a cause for happiness, virtue, then this way they can achieve happiness, future life, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, so that good rebirth, good human body, and then so I have to remember the whole thing. So the long life, you know, so no sicknesses, so for this, world and so forth. So there's about seven. So which makes it easy to practice Dharma, and then also the higher birth, which has eight rapid aspects, the which Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes that how this is so important. So important to have a quick development, actualizing the path to enlightenment. one can have a quick realization of the path to enlightenment. See, if you achieve this, even the body which is eight qualities, so then explain this, how to create the cause for each one. Okay? Thank you. long life, perfect body, high caste, wealth, then it's the power, then having see powerful words, see, is it? that you see. abstain from the gossiping or is it the negative actions of the speech, so your speech is power, so much power. Abstain from those, then you have speech much power. So then when you explain Dharma to other sentiments, or when you ask for, when you tell others, don't, this is negative karma, don't do this virtuous action, benefit others, yourself, you know, so that other people listen to you. Then you say, then you say, being a man body, you see. man. So the that is generally talking like that, but not in, you know, not every case, but it's generally, you see. so even in the leaders of the world, there's more men than less women. You see, more men. See. But somehow, however, even you think older way, in the older way, you see, like that. But now it's becoming more female. You see, so that's so. However, so there's a generally say. So the the less obstacle for men, you know, less danger for men, you know, that. So the so generally speaking, not talking to everybody, but generally speaking, so more, I guess it's more easier opportunity to press down so that. but of course there are many women who can, of course, can achieve, you know, can attain path, you know, can achieve what? There are many holy beings, there are many holy women, like that. So anyway, but this is related according to the world situation, you see. So that doesn't mean forever, every universe, no. Related to this world. So anyway, then you have a powerful mind, you see. Body and mind, power, body and mind, like Milarepa, so that you see. We can bear so much hardships to practice Dharma, constant practice, you see, or whatever difficulties you have. After he did the black magic, you know, he listening to his mother's advice. So they were tortured. I said they had a very hard time, you know, with their uncle and aunt. So really gave a hard time to the Milarepa's mother and the family, members of family. You see, so Milarepa, so the mother advised to go to learn black magic, you know, went to see the Lama. black magic. then he did a retreat, and then if they learned, then he to retreat in the area on the mountain for 7 days by digging a hole in the inside. And then after that, the whole family, his auntie, uncle's house completely floods. And all the animals, so many animals. I think during the time of wedding, so all the many horses, so many, so many. And the house was killed, the house flooded. I think 30 or 60 people or something. So many people upstairs, they were dancing, all the way, having party, wedding, whatever, collapse. So then I think after that, was unhappy. So then they put out black magic. They said, if you want to practice Dharma, you go to see Marpa. Guided, he guided. then he met Marpa, Milarepa, went to see Marpa, and then he had nothing. So he offered his body, spirit, mind to his guru. He has no offerings, nothing to he offered his body, spirit, mind to his guru. Then also he asked for food, as food and dharma, place to stay. Marpa asked Milarepa to build the tree tower, asked to build the nine-story tower by himself alone, nine-story tower to build by himself, by Milarepa alone, he was not allowed to anybody to help. So Milarepa built his nine-story tower by himself alone. After he completed, Marpa asked him to tear down. Bring the stones back to from where he brought. Bring all the stones back from where he brought. Then after Milarepa did that, then Marpa asked him to rebuild again. Then he rebuilt. Then again Marpa asked him to tear down. So again tear down, put back. Then again asked him to build. I think they still might be existing in Tibet, the Thoka. I haven't been to that place. maybe somewhere there, where there's many Katambakishis caves, some of them have been shot. So anyway, I haven't seen yet. But maybe still exists in the nine-story tower. when this rising happened in Tibet, there's wars and the mainland China took over Tibet. all the war what they happened. So people, the Tibetan people escaping, the monks and the there. So that tower was still existing. there's two great lama, Segun Dojichang and Segun Tsenshe Rinpoche. Segun Dojichang. Segun Tsenshe Rinpoche. Tsenshe is not an actual guru of Hisham Dalai Lama, but a kind of a substitute guru, sort of helping to learn philosophy, the extensive philosophy. So it's called Tsenshe. So they came there, they escaped from Tibet, Nine tower, nine story. So then the, so all around, there's nowhere to go, but there's a Chinese army, you know. So then they went, very quietly went into the nine story tower of Bilbao. Then went up to climb up. And then the, there's a statue of the Marpa, Milarepa's guru inside. Then Milarepa's guru, Marpa's, the wisdom mother. So Milarepa's guru Marpa is not a monk, it's a lay aspect, you see. Enlightened being, you know, lay aspect, you see. So the wisdom mother, the sort of wife of the wisdom mother, you see. So the statue there. So then two great lamas went there. Then you see, he offered mala to the wisdom mother, I think a crystal mala or something. Then the damaru something to the to the marpa. So then he said, "Father, you know, he called the father of the marpa, then of the damaru." That's what I heard. Then the mala of the wisdom mother, the mother. So please. Please help us, you know, where to get out, you see, like that. So it's Sevon Dochi Chang. So this Sevon Dochi Chang is the incarnation of Sevon Sensha Rinpoche, which is a father. The Sevon Dochi Chang is the incarnation of Sevon Sensha Rinpoche, which is the other Lama's father. The father was a monk. Studied in the Gaudiya Monastery, you know, became expert, and then after that, you see, went in an isolated place to retreat, to exercise path, you know, for many years. Then you see, because he achieved a very high level of tantric path, so the he was allowed by Thirteen Dalai Lama to a wisdom mother to complete tantric path, okay? So that his second sensei Rinpoche, this great lama, son of the second sensei in the past life, you see. but then the second sensei Rinpoche, who is son of second Sang from the past life, you see. He became the teacher of the incarnation of his father. You know? That's it. So actually it's an enlightened being. You know? So why he called Marpa's father, the wisdom mother's mother, was, I think he's one of the seven Sensha Rinpoche, he's the son of the Milarepa's guru Marpa. Called Damatudi, so that one. So that's why he called the statue father, Milarepa. Marpa's statue father, then his wisdom mother, you see, mother, so called by them, Segun Dojishang is the embodiment, he's the incarnation of him, embodiment of the Marpa. But that one he came to. You know, Nepal, he lived with Ramanatha, but he passed away. So now there's a reincarnation that exists. Yeah. So, but Marpa. The incarnation of Sevon Sensha Rinpoche also passed away. There's reincarnation existing. So, this is sad story. there's also Inca Lama, who is the incarnation of the Milarepa, So Marpa asked him to build the tower three times, alone. So Marpa, you see, his mapa is backside, you see, backhand stone so much, you see, the skins become like a thick and kind of a blue or black, some kind of color, you see, thick like that. You see. So then never gave teachings, no initiation, nothing. Only hard work, you see, and only scold, sometimes beat, you see. Then didn't receive teaching for a long time, So then one day he came with the other disciples for teaching. Milarepa came with the other, so Milarepa among the disciples. Then immediately Marpa scolded him. And Marpa asked him to leave immediately from the teachings. So so that for years and years like that. So on. Then after some time, Marpa's the wisdom mother insisted Marpa please keep teaching initiation. So then Marpa is an enlightened being, so he manifested in the mandala, and then also the so much defilement, and then it comes purified, you see, building the tower three times by himself alone, and all the beatings and scoldings for years, and so unbelievable defilement, it comes purified, you know. So they also so because that so now it says so can see, you see. So then gave initiation teachings, you know, all the things. Then Marpa guided Milarepa which mountain, which whole place to go to retreat. then sent Milarepa was sent away on the mountain to retreat, you see. Then Milarepa isolated place, but he teaching was given Marpa, then he expired, you see. Or that then complete the whole path to enlightenment, you know, the whole Tantra path, including Tantra path, complete exercise. So being, just lived on nettles, and just food, just lived on nettles. No, there's no sugar, no chili, you know, no sugar, no chili, no pepper, no chili, nothing, you know. Just cook the nettle in the water, you know, that's it. Just live in that. So lived in a retreat for years and years with that, you see. Some of the hardships to practice Dharma, to complete path of enlightenment. Okay? So for the benefit of sentient beings, okay? So there's so much hardships for that. So so one day, thief came to Milarepa. Thief came in Milarepa's cave, and then they cooked the nettles. Then they asked, "Where's the salt? Where's the pepper?" You know that. So he said, "He put a nettle in the container. This is chili. This is pepper. I mean, this is salt. You know, so everything is nettle. So he didn't do anything." So he completed path. He completed the whole path of enlightenment in that very brief lifetime of degenerate time. Okay, so all this inspiring, you know, unbelievable story with Milarepa in the life story. There's two. One is all the hymns that he sang, you see, all the hymns, you know, from his realization, from his experience, you know. So that he advised different students or that, you see. Then another text, you see, all these life stories like that, you see. So did you... So due to his prayer, he's a motivation for the Bodhicitta, due to his prayer. So his name, even though who achieved full enlightenment in one life, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time, is not only Nirepa, there are many others. There are many others, and even the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition is the Gelug, there are many others. And the four traditions, Tibetan and Buddhism, there are many others who achieved enlightenment in a brief lifetime of degenerate time. So that so this is what I'm saying. So the Milarepa somehow is correct devoted to his virtuous friend, you know. Never rose anger, heresy even one time, no matter how scold, beat, you know, their hard works given for years and years, you see. Powerful body and mind, so never rose heresy, anger towards his guru. You see like that. Unbelievable devotee. So Milarepa's name, you know, even became known in the West, not only in the East, commonly known in the East, but known in also in the West, you know. Even though who achieved enlightenment in a brief lifetime of traditional time, there have been many, but somehow Milarepa became known even also in the West. Those part of the world, you see. So however, if you chant Milarepa's mantra every day, see, then you chant, that helps to get the bone, that helps when you die, you get born in the pure land, Manga, the Milarepa's pure land, and then you're able to see Mithya Buddha. You're able to see Milarepa and receive teachings from Milarepa directly for that. However, according to Marpa, he wanted to see even longer to Milarepa to bear hardships, so that he can achieve enlightenment even earlier. You see, but his wife, with the mother, pushed Marpa, you see, and so much to give initiated teaching earlier. Certainly he did. But Marpa was able to do according to his wish, he wanted Milarepa to bear even longer hardships, so that the Milarepa can achieve enlightenment faster, quicker. Kuga did what happened, see? Marpa is an enlightened being, to purify all those negative karmas, they killed many animals, many human beings, you see? Through black magic. They also negative karmas collected in the past lives, see? So Marpa is an incredible, skillful master. each time when you scold Milarepa, you see, obstacles get purified. So many lifetimes, negative karma get purified. Each time you scold, you see, beat, you know. Building the towers, all this purifies the negative karmas collected. Negative karmas collected from beginningless rebirth to get purified, you see. So that's why Milarepa achieved enlightenment, you know, in that life, in a brief lifetime of degenerate time, you see. So here I'm talking in the, you know, what it means, powerful body and mind, so like that. Like example, Milarepa, like that, you see. So what I'm saying, here, that so first great meaning, you see, attaining the happiness which lies. So as far as perfect human birth, they're different. So as I mentioned, people seven, which has seven results, you know, to say allow us to practice Dharma, okay? And then what Lama Tsongkhapa highly admired, you know, emphasized, you see, the precious human body which has eight ripening qualities, okay? So that can, if you have that, then you see, able to make quick achieving the realizations of the path to enlightenment. So they, then you see the, then, say, then human rebirth, which I mentioned last night, the human rebirth, which is, say, which has four Mahayana Dharma wheels, okay? rely upon the city, the holy being, and which is the virtuous friend, and then you see, you are born in the right environment or the area or the family, who do not cause obstacle to practice Dharma, to achieve realization, so see, who are sportive, see. So they say, who has devotion to karma, they say, devotion to the Dharma Sangha, you know, who has faith in the recognition of karma, so that we see. So then the place, you see, harmonies to the body, water, earth, those the harmony is not harmful, you see. That is an obstacle to achieve realization. So then having done prayers, having connected merits, so the four mind of Dharma wills, then again you are able to practice Dharma and achieve enlightenment, you see. So that then the perfect human birth, you see, human birth which is the 18 qualities. Okay? So that, so all this happiness in future life, you can achieve, you see. So, which allows to, which say, allows to practice Dharma, and it, see, achieve liberation, enlightenment. Okay, so that. So first great meaning. Okay, the second great meaning, able to achieve ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and fully enlightenment, the great liberation. So that's the second. You see. Great meaning of life. Third, great meaning. Then even each second, you see, with this perfect human body, even each second, if you have this perfect human body, even with each second, you can achieve any of those happiness by using credit cause. Okay. So that. So third great meaning. Third great meaning of the human life, the perfect human life, and so that. So what Papamata Jima was saying, Nyaka Tuanjaya Tansang, Tuanjaya is a great meaning. Human rebirth, which is a perfect human body, which is extremely difficult to find again, Tuanjaya, which is a great meaning, if it's found, what is a great meaning, you see? Then, so I did. Then sounds this good body, okay? But Kenyan Kidu Danga, Kenyan K is profit, Nyan is loss. Kenyan Kidu is the 기도 있다. 괜히 기도 있다. 기도 있다. happiness and 두께서 loss. 사프링. 기도 있다. happiness 두께서 사프링. 남가 is choice. So having, you have choice of happiness and suffering in your life. Choice. Which one you want? 기도 있다. So what I think is what I mentioned before, you have choice, you see. I say, not only choice, you see. Today, now, you want happiness or you want problem? Because it depends on how you think. It depends on how you think. If you think a mistaken way, you're a problem. If you think correct way, if you think mistaken way, you're a problem. You see, the thought cherishing I, you know, think that way, mistaken way. This I is important to others, okay? If you think this way, problem. You have problem in the life. You find problem, you see? We have problem in your mind, okay? So if you cherish others, their problem goes away. If happiness, peace. You have inner peace and happiness, okay? you have fulfillment in your life. Not only satisfaction, but you have fulfillment in your life, okay? Fulfillment. Because with cherishing others, you do things, you benefit others, you do actions for others, okay? So then from there you get a fulfillment. Not only satisfaction, okay? Not only satisfaction, where the minute when you stop desire, the minute when you stop attachment, the minute when you stop following desire, you get satisfaction. So not only that, even higher, but fulfillment, you see, in your life. So, see, the, so that, you see. So, you see, right now here, you see, if you let your mind get attached to, you see, something real, okay? Something real, independent one, existing from inside. You look at totally, totally false way, totally wrong way, you know? Totally wrong way, okay? Then on the basis of that, oh, this is how this is nice, you know? How this is beautiful, how this is nice, okay? So, you know, mind exactly, see. So then you see, then you see attachment rise on that object. And after you rationalize what the, how these people did it, you see, then the attachment rise on that, you see. Then it has its own false view, you see, on the object, you see. So that they get attached to that. So anyway, so what I said also, I think I mentioned yesterday, so basically what it means is, you know, object of ignorance, the view of the ignorance, holding things as truth, okay? So it's built on that. The object of attachment is built on that. The view of the attachment, built on that. Before the foundation, the view of the ignorance, okay? So, that doesn't exist. So now that object of ignorance doesn't exist. So now, just the attachment cannot exist. So this is a very, extremely sensitive. So thinking this way, attachment. So you have problem. You have suffering. Your mind become painful. So when you think of objects, as I mentioned the other day, you know, these causative phenomena, the natural causative phenomena, you see, the illusion and so forth, you see, the defective, the wrong view of the defective senses, or the hyper, like star, so forth, light star, all this. You see, if you look at that, natural impairment like that, then attachment doesn't rise. Attachment doesn't rise, you have peace, you have inner peace. So your peace right now, your inner peace, you see. So satisfaction, you achieve, you see. So totally in your hand. You want happiness, you want suffering now. It's in your hand. You see, it depends on how you think. So then not only does life is suffering problem, but also future. You see, you have in your hand. What kind of future life you want next life? You know, you want see the lower realm or you know, Deva human rebirth higher realm. So it's completely in your hand. You know? Oh. So you have choice. Okay, which one to achieve? See? Then so yeah. And then same is the samsara or liberation. You see, which one do you want to achieve? What is it? You want to be samsara or you achieve liberation? So you see, so it is in your hand. You have a choice. So you want to achieve liberation, then you see, then you see the actualized path, you know. The pronunciation, so you see, the three heart trainings like that. Then you have freedom, you see, whether you want to achieve enlightenment or what you want to achieve enlightenment. Or in the lower nirvana. You know, you want to achieve lower nirvana, you want to achieve enlightenment. So you have a choice, you see. So if you practice bodhicitta, you know, then you see. Then you have to achieve enlightenment. You don't have to stuck in the lower nirvana for so many evils. So totally in your hand. See. So you have a choice. Wishing to take the essence of this body. So without mistakes, manor, without choice. So you know, with thought of taking the essence of this body, without making mistake of choice. Sometimes, while you're thinking this, then you say, Lama Tenu is maximum guru. So, because everything has come from guru. Everything by kindness of guru, you see. Depend on guru. So Lama Tenu is maximum guru. So, I don't know why I'm doing this. Purpose of my life is to free all sentient beings from the suffering causes. Drink enlightenment, thereby I must teach enlightenment. Thereby I am going to offer this nectar. You know? Don't think of tea, and think nectar. Then you visualize oceans of nectar. Okay? It's pure by emptiness. Then you see, jewel container, nectar, oceans of nectar, numberless, even that numbers. Then you offer to them. Okay? You can offer Krishna. You have Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, or whichever deity that you are praying normally, so you can do that. Tara, Genesis. So this one is all the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, all the numbers of Buddha, number of Dharma, number of Sangha, number of statues, number of statues, number of stupa, number of statue of Buddha, number of stupa, scripture, everything. Generated, after offered, generated infinite bliss. That's the essence of the offering. With the holy mind, the merit field generated in him place. So, the next one, generating him place within you. So, the going back, you know, I was talking about the the very heart or the basic philosophy of Buddhism, you see, about life, basic philosophy of Buddhism about life. So, what I said is, so everything, your world came from your mind, I mentioned already, your world came from your mind. So, see.